In these days, not only are we celebrating this wonderful month of October dedicated to Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, whose feast we celebrate tomorrow, the 107th anniversary of the last apparition and the miracle of the sun, but every single day is a gift from her and from our Lord. Of course, there is one particular apostolate that puts out a calendar, and every single day there is a feast of Our Lady. There's not one day without it. Today is a very special feast to me and to all Spaniards. Today is a feast of the first apparition of Our Lady in the history of the Church. Indeed, when this happened, she was still alive. St. James the Greater had gone after Pentecost to the Iberian Peninsula, to Spain and Portugal, to spread the gospel. And they were having no success. And many things in life, when we first start, we're having no success. We have failure upon failure upon failure, and we get ready to give up and say, I'm done. This is not working. This is no good. So was St. James. He's no exception. Saints have the same human soul and body and psyche that we do. And so they were camping by the Ebro River in Zaragoza, Cesaro Augusta, a camp of Caesar Augustus, Cesaro Augusta, which translated into Spanish later on became Zaragoza. And they were considering whether they should go back to the Holy Land and ask St. Peter and the other apostles where they should go, because they were having no success. Well, all of a sudden, a light appeared before them and came down from heaven, a beautiful jasper column, and Our Lady with a baby Jesus. Now, this is the year 40. Our Lady had not yet gone to heaven. She was not assumed into heaven yet. She was still in the Holy Land, or maybe in Ephesus. And she comes down and appears to them on this pillar with a baby Jesus. She encourages them not to give up, and she says, you will have success from now on, and I leave you this pillar as a sign of my love and my blessing, and to assure you that this land upon which you stand and kneel, upon which you try to evangelize, will be converted to the Catholic faith. And she did promise, as long as they adhere to the Catholic faith, I will be with you and I will not depart. And then she disappeared and left the jasper column, which was preserved by them and is still there. Now, several times in history, it has had to be hidden from the Muslims and the communists and whoever. But it's still there in the magnificent sanctuary of Our Lady, Nuestra Señora del Pilar. On several occasions, I've had the privilege of saying Mass there, and I have had the privilege of touching with my own hands this sacred pillar of jasper that the Blessed Mother has left to us. It's still there, and it will be there until the end of time. Now, even though many Spaniards, including the clergy, have abandoned the true faith, and all kinds of horrors are happening in Spain and Portugal, just like anywhere else, nevertheless, many other Spaniards, especially the young people, are regaining the faith and going on pilgrimages by the hundreds of thousands. This is not in vain. And so the Blessed Mother's promise is still alive. And so today we honor Our Lady of the Pillar, the first apparition of Our Lady in the history of the Church in the year 40 A.D. So the apparition of Fatima and Akita and Garabandal and the others are very recent. But this apparition goes back and it leaves a tangible remainder with us, a gift from heaven, this jasper column. The Blessed Mother at Garabandal promised just such a similar gift when the great warning and the great punishment and then the restoration would come, that there would be a great miracle, and that she would leave, she and her son would leave something there that everybody could see for the rest of time, whatever that would be. So we need to pray for that to come, and we need to pray for us to remain faithful to the true faith, to the true Mass, to the things that really count. It is very difficult, more difficult for me than for you. And just as our Lord and the apostles, I have to live with continuous trials and betrayals by people who say they love me and we're my friends, and then they immediately turn their back and stab me in the back. That's okay. If that's what God wants, that's okay. May God be praised. But we need to stand firm as the pillar of jasper, with the helping and the blessing of Our Lady of the Pillar of Zaragoza. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.